We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amar Yomi Hilchos Tfila. We begin Hilchos Tfila. Simen Pei Tes, Hilchos Tfila Uzmana. Nesif Aleph, Zman Tfila Shacharis, Mitzvah Sashi Yatchil Evan Netzachama. The best time for davening Shmona Esri of Shacharis is at the time of Netzachama, at sunrise, Kedichsib Yeruchim Shemesh, as we have already learned, the Inyan of davening Vasikin. The time when the sun rises, based on the Pasuk, is the best time to daven Shmona Esri. V'im his palamisha alamon ha-shachar, v'her p'nei ha-mizrach yatza. If you davened from dawn, from the time of Amar HaShachar, at the time that there is at least some light over the entire p'nei ha-mizrach, not just a little bit, but that entire area, then yatza, that is okay. Your Shmona Esri is good, you don't need to daven again. The Mishnah Berurah points out that it sounds like from the Mechaber that before you have that light across the entire Pnei Mizrach, then even B'dievid you would not be Yotze, and this is what most Achronim agree with, not like the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah also points out that even though we said that the best time to daven Shachar is from Netzachama, if one has to go out to work, one has to go out earlier, something like that, there's any Tchak or Ones, then you'd be allowed to daven earlier, as we'll see later on in Siv Ches, but one should wait on tefillin until Misha Yakir. The Mishnah Berurah also says that when the Mechaber says that if you daven from Amar HaShachar, that's fine, that's your Yotze, even not in a case of a Shas HaDchak. In a case of a Shas HaDchak, if you're going out, then we'll see later on in Siv Ches, then that's even L'chatchila to start from Amar HaShachar. When it comes to Kriya Shema, we know that you can't start until Misha Yakir. B'dievid in a Shas HaDchak, you'd be able to start from Amar HaShachar. So basically, it's ideal to start at Nates. If you're not going to start at Nates, you need to start earlier. Then, if you start from Alos HaShachar, where the entire Mizrach has sunlight, your Yatzei Dechova, even Shalom B'Shas HaDchak. In the case of Shas HaDchak, if you start even before that, from the time of Alos HaShachar, but before there's sun across the entire Mizrach, according to some, it's 72 minutes before Nates, and according to some, it's 90 minutes before Nates, then B'dievid Yotze, even in that case as well. But if it's before that time, before 72 minutes or 90 minutes before Nates, then you will not even be Yotze B'dievid. Even though we said that, even in a case of non-Shas HaDchak, if as long as there's sun across the whole Pnei Mizrach, you're okay, even Shalom B'Shas HaDchak, the Makor Chaim says that you shouldn't make this into a habit and do it all the time. The Pri Yitzchak points out that once you're not davening at Nates, it doesn't matter whether you daven before or after Nates. If you have to go out to work and you can't wait, so it's best to wait until Misha Yakir because of Kriya Shema. But if you can't wait until Misha Yakir because of Kriya Shema, then you can even say Kriya Shema and Shmona Esrei starting from Alos HaShachar, as we have already seen earlier in Siman Nuncha. The same thing applies with the Talis and Tefillin, as we discussed earlier. So what happens if, in your area, the only Minyanim are before Nates? Should you daven at that Minyan B'Tzibur, or should you daven B'Yechidus at Nates or after Nates? So the Pri Yitzchak says that it's better to daven B'Tzibur before Nates than davening after Nates B'Yechidus. The Minchas Yitzchak says that one should daven with them as long as they are davening after Misha Yakir. But if the Minyan is before Misha Yakir, then it's better to daven B'Yechidus. And the She'elah Shmuel says that it's better to daven B'Yechidus after Netzachama than to daven before. So we have all the opinions, whether it's better to daven B'Yechidus after Nates or B'Tzibur before Nates. So one should consult the Rav as to what the appropriate approach is. If one has the habit of davening Nates every day, so then the Be'er Halacha points out that it's better to daven at Nates B'Yechidus than to daven B'Tzibur without Nates, since that is something that you do every day. If it's something that you don't do every day, so then it's better to daven B'Tzibur, not at Nates, and not say, oh, today I want to daven at Nates, so I'm going to daven B'Yechidus. The Mechaber continues. That is all the beginning time. V'nimshach zmana, the end time of Shmona Esrei, ad sof arba shos, shehu shlish hayom, a third of the day, the fourth hour of the day, which Mishmur explains refers to shos manios, where we split up the day by 12, we divide the day by 12, depending on how long the day, the halachic day is, for that time. And the Mishnah Berurah says that you need to finish Shmona Esrei by that end time. Not that you need to start it, but you need to finish Shmona Esrei by that time of the fourth hour of the day, the third of the day. If you miss the fourth hour, as long as it's until Chatzos, then you daven, even though you don't get Tefillah B'Zmana, you still get Schar for davening, as long as it's before Chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah says that this means that b'mezid, intentionally, you waited until after the appropriate time to daven Shmona Esrei. Still, you are Yotzei Yedei Chova even though you davened at the wrong time. And l'chatchila, if you did not daven before, then you need to daven after the fourth hour, always daven before chatzos, because you still get some sort of schar. But when you daven, the Mishnah Berurah says you should daven at Betoris Nedava, you should have in mind and say, I'm not sure whether I'm supposed to be doing this, so this is just a voluntary tefillah, in which case you have to have kavana. For sure, you have to make sure to have kavana that entire time. Since there are some who hold that after 4 hours, if it was b'mezid, then you can't daven anymore.